Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is Stats Only. Today, we'll start things off by looking at the gritty quarterback play of Sam Bradford in Sunday's game against Washington. And while the first half wasn't his best, he was able to march the Eagles back into the game in the final two quarters, and he did so by opening up the vertical passing game. After hearing all week long about how the Eagles' offense hadn't been able to hit on many deep throws in 2015, Bradford aired it out with a good amount of success on Sunday. He found Riley Cooper for a 62-yard score, his second longest passing touchdown in his career, and he also connected with Nelson Agholor and Miles Austin on deep throws down the seam. Bradford finished the afternoon with a passer rating of 122.4, the second highest rating of his five-year NFL career. The game also marked the seventh time that Bradford has thrown for three touchdowns or more. On the defensive side of the ball, the Eagles continue to have a knack for taking the ball away at the opportune moment, and that was once again the case on Sunday as a Brandon Graham forced fumble made it 10 straight games in a row that the Eagles have come away with the takeaway. During that string of 10 games, the Eagles defense has created a remarkable 22 turnovers. This season, the Eagles have racked up 9 turnovers. That's tied for the second most among all 32 NFL teams. And they've also notched 5 total takeaways in their last two contests. Graham's forced fumble was the 10th of his career, and on the play, rookie linebacker Jordan Hicks recovered the ball, giving him 3 takeaways in the last two games. And while the Eagles continue to be among the league leaders in taking the ball away, this weekend's opponent, the New Orleans Saints, have struggled in that category as their 3 total takeovers rank near the bottom of the league. That being said, the Eagles' offense will look to get back into a groove on Sunday. The Saints are one of just 3 NFL teams that have not recorded an interception through 4 games, with Seattle and Washington being the other two. Meanwhile, Sam Bradford hasn't thrown an interception in either of the Eagles' last two games, and he'll be facing a Saints defense that ranks in the bottom 10 in the NFL in terms of both total yards and rushing yards allowed per game. Also in the Eagles' favor, New Orleans ranks 27th in the league when it comes to stopping the run, allowing an average of 123.3 yards per game on the ground, meaning the Eagles could look to feed DeMarco Murray and the other backs early and often to help set up the big passing plays later in the game. That will wrap things up for this week's edition of Stats Only. We'll see you right back here next week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.